Can't you see she's got me worried? I don't wanna lose her love. I don't wanna lose her. The cross town is too slow. Hitchhiking is a no-no. She's all I'm thinking of. All I'm thinking of. Taxi. I've got. Yes, I have now. Sexy. Like a fool, I broke her heart in two. So didn't mean to do it now. So stop your meat and run it. And get your hands and honey. I just want to see her. Just wanna see her with a pen to the metal. Does it matter? I've got to sell. I just need her, and I know it grieves her.
We are looking at the Seahawks and the New England Patriots. Now, we're here to look at the music. I know the excitement of the sports is so great, but we're mainly looking at the music. And we know they're going to have some great entertainment at halftime and pregame and the whole night. So get ready for a party. It's a Super Bowl party 2015. Soul Town is up and running. And that was what we're going to look at again, as we do quite a bit, the economic potential that music and entertainment has for a city, an entire community. Atlanta is a good city to point at and look at because they are feeling the robust economic enhancement that music and entertainment brings. And we want to experience that here in Soul Town. There are too many talented people running around and walking around here that are not getting an opportunity to play and exhibit their talents and gifts to the public. And we want to make sure that that's not the case on a consistent basis because we want that to happen. We want people to get the chance to do everything they can. I mean, if you got the talent to do something, there's no reason that your talent should be discarded and held back. There's no reason. Jim Crow is gone. The opportunity is there. So why not take advantage of it? And we here at Soul Town want to give you any kind of help or information that we can to make that happen. So give us a call, 347-838-9142. It's 347-838-9142. And we will do everything within our powers to help these talented individuals get to the level that they're trying to reach or get to the highest level that is obtainable in entertainment. Music, you usually have a yardstick, which is based on a lot of times the trade magazines, which Billboard is the major trade magazine that kind of measures the success of a particular product. And, you know, you got the entertainment, the movies with the awards, then Oscars, and, you know, in the music, you have the Grammys. And, you know, I mean, we're not saying that you're going to reach the Grammys or you're going to reach the Oscars, whatever, you know, but we are saying that it's possible. It is possible for it to happen. So if you have any talent, don't sell yourself short as far as saying, well, okay, I haven't got enough talent to compete with the top people in that line or whatever business, so I'm going to have to just step back and let them have it or whatever. But, you know, you don't want to do that. I mean, there are other reasons I know that can stop you from being successful in that particular business. Some, you know, not, you know, you can't avoid. So, but if there's anything that's possible that can be done at Soulville, Soul Town, we would do it to help you be successful in music and entertainment. So, and, you know, I mean, it's all about what you have to offer and how it's offered. And, I mean, the thing is, the opportunity is there. So take advantage of it. And give us a call. And also, we want you to go to Amazon.com and look at the book, An Excursion in Soul, by Reginald Jenkins. An Excursion in Soul. Check it out. They will go in Amazon and read excerpts from the book. And you can go in Kindle and download it free of charge. There's right now a special situation going with Kindle and Amazon. It's download free of charge. Like a loaner or whatever, but so go in and get it, check it out. Probably has a lot of information in it that you can use in whatever endeavor you're doing in the entertainment industry. Definitely do that. Go in and check it out and give it your best shot. And this is a young lady that we produced back in the day, Ms. Shirley Brown, who looks at her, you know, talks to this song. She's talking about a boyfriend. I know everybody remember from Woman to Woman, and she had a few words for Shirley, for Barbara, and I don't know, she sounds like she's still talking to Barbara to me. But check it out. Here she is, Miss Shirley Brown.
Okay, back to the Super Bowl. There has been some kind of statements this year made about the Deflategate situation, and it's something that we don't really look at and not really comment on here, but we hope that one of the great financial institutions, the NFL, is not getting caught up in all of this undercover espionage type mentality, you know, small ball mentality, as they would say. You know, why? I can understand deflating the ball to give the quarterback a little better throwing leverage or whatever, but it's not something that you would want to blow billions of dollars on. I mean, just, you know, just think about what's on the line. And maybe they won't break the rules. But we should have a good game. Russell Wilson is in pretty good shape, and he's ready to play. And Brady is ready also, so we're going to have a great game. Got a couple of people that are hurt over there on the Seattle side, but I think they're going to go in and try to do it anyway. So it's great. Hopefully it'll be okay. But yeah, here at Soul Town, we are looking at some of the possibilities that are available in the entertainment world, and how Soul Town and Soul can be effective in this era of total communication. But we're definitely looking at it, and hopefully we'll come up with some kind of way to help put the soul music banner at the top of the pole, because right now it's more than halfway down. So, you know, it's just a matter of, I mean, we have a product, so let's sell it. A good product, public loves it, consumers buy it, so let's get it. Let's get it out there. I mean, just because the mode of purchasing changed, you know, it shouldn't make a difference. I mean, the mode of purchasing, what I'm talking about, the industry really lost a lot when the industry switched over from vinyl to CDs and DVDs. I mean, well, DVDs was the movies. But they really took a slide in revenue, gross revenue. But we're going to do all that we can to get this train back up and running. We want everybody to go to Amazon.com, look at the book, An Excursion in Soul, read it. Got any questions about it, give me a call, because it's definitely a true story, and some of the things that a lot of people weren't aware of, and some of the things that they were. So give us a call here, and if you got any questions about the music industry or soul music, R&B music, pop music, whatever, give us a call, and we will definitely get your answer right back. So give us a call. And here's Jay Blackfoot with the Way of the City.
Do not adjust the sound on your stereo. There is nothing wrong with your set. For the next 34 minutes, I will control what you hear and feel. You're about to be taken on a musical safari. to the most ferocious jungle known to man. The jungle where the hunter is often captured by the game. This is the city, and you are there.
Hitchhiking is a no-no. She's all I see.
To go to Amazon.com and pull up the book, An Excursion in Soul. Read the excerpts, check it out, and you can order it free of charge as far as the postage is concerned. And you'll have the book in 2 days. Or you can go to Kindle and really download the book free. And there's a loan in the author and everybody will still be compensated. There's a special program that Amazon has, so you definitely need to take advantage of it. And call, if you have any questions, call 347-838-9142. It's 347-838-9142. And give us any questions that you have concerning the book, Soul, or whatever. And also, we would like to give a shout out to Chic the Cheap, 2500 Mount Moriah. It's for Myra and Brenda, and they'll get you taken care of. Chic the Cheap boutique that has all the clothing that you could be looking for. Male, female, and children. Okay. We're going to run Shirley Brown one more time. And there's a new stock of Winter Coats and Boots in. It's chic but cheap. And check them out and see if you can find something you like.
Friend.
kind of look at the Super Bowl a bit and see who it is playing and has a opportunity to win. And I know that Richard Sherman is going to make it not to be self-induced ahead of time. He's going to go and work with it and try to win the game. And it's pretty big game, biggest ever. And we'll see how the crowd turn out. But Seattle's exploding, ready to go. Boston, New England area is frozen in, but ready to go. Here's Shirley Brown singing a song that was written also for the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. And here she is. Need a bridge standing.
Intimate Storm album, Leave the Bridges Standing. Another one of her Billboard charting debut out singles from the Intimate Storm album. But that was just one of the great songs that was on the album. There were four Billboard songs. There were four songs to debut on Billboard with a bullet. And that was one of them. That was the first one. First one, the first release off the album. And I'm going to run the way of the city one more time and see what Mr. Rod Kenny talking about on the monologue and see what's going on.
Do not adjust the sound on your stereo. There is nothing wrong with your set. For the next 34 minutes, I will control what you hear and feel. You're about to be taken on a musical safari through the most ferocious jungle known to man. The jungle where the hunter is often captured by the game. This is the city, and you are there.
Marshawn Lynch is ready to play, and
everybody's ready to go. So let's get it on. Let's get this Super Bowl started. Okay. We are looking, we look at soul. I mentioned earlier about Roulette Records. Roulette Records, which was owned by Morris Levy out of New York, back in the day, one of the first acts that I remember or heard of being on the label was, well, Frankie Lyman was one of the first acts. Frankie Lyman, a teenager. And I think he had Little Richard also and several other people, you know, that was really hot at that particular time. But Roulette Records grew. And mentioning Roulette Records, I'm thinking about Jimi Hendrix. Jimi Hendrix was signed to Roulette Records. Jimi Hendrix was a native of Seattle, Washington. Studio still exists there. He took R&B and rock to a whole new level. And that's something we have to be thankful for. That he was here in order to give music a new flavor. And he took hard rock and gave it some rhythm and took it on up the ladder. So, Jimi Hendrix, a native Seattle musician, made a name for himself. And people continue to remember him, you know, for things like the Woodstock experience that he put together, the Star Spangled Banner and Machine Gun and all that kind of situation. Gave a whole new flavor to it. But he inspired a lot of people to get involved and get active in the music business. And he took it all the way to the next level. So, we want to say, Seattle, one of your native born, Jimmy. Okay. Soul music salutes its great producers on a consistent basis. Now, at this point, Pharrell is being considered at the top of the list in soul right now. You know, that's debatable to a certain extent. R. Kelly is still one of the hottest R&B acts in the world, and John Legend, what, you know, he's definitely one of them also. And so, you know, it's beginning to emerge. The genre is waking up, and R&B hip-hop is on the move. So we just got to keep everything rolling, you know, and keep it hot. But, yeah, that's the Super Bowl weekend 2015, and may the best man win. And sorry, Cowboys and Steelers and all you other guys, you couldn't make it, but Seahawks and the Patriots are going to see if they can give us a good show. All right. So keep it going, you know, that's all we can do. And we want everybody to do as we say, if possible, go to Amazon.com. Check the book out, An Excursion in Soul. One gentleman called last week and said, how do you spell excursion? I said, okay, it's E-X-C-U-R, you know, S-I-L-E-N. Oh, okay, yeah. But check it out. It's definitely something that gives you all the information that you need in the music business and true story, current Soul Town, and across the country and the world. So check it out. Okay, as always, we wish you peace, love, and soul.
Hey, man, what time is it? Man, I gotta hurry up and get there. I don't see no cash nowhere. Wait a minute. Yeah, that one over there. Yeah,
run red lights.